Talking about Isaiah, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're holding two lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Amid Beis. And as you recall, we started talking about yesterday, and we're going to continue today talking about the Inyan of Bal Tolin, which means that you have to go and pay a Sochir in a timely fashion. It's Tanar Abad. Oim Lachaveiroi, Tseif Schor Li Piyalim. The person asked his friend, instead of my hiring the Piyalim directly, I want you to go and hire the Pialim on my behalf. And he does. And those Pialim start working for the first guy. Not for the Shliach, the agent, but for the person that requested that these Pialim work for him. Shneim ein oiv mishim bal tolim. If and when the wage becomes due and payable, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, the end of the week, all of the different time variances that we had yesterday, and variations that we had yesterday, when it comes the time that normally a person would be over Bal Tolin, these two will not be over Bal Tolin. Why? This one because he didn't hire them, meaning the ultimately, I want to give them names. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven asked Shimon, please hire the Pi'alim for me. Shimon did that. Now it comes the Pi'alim worked for Reuven, and they finished work for their day, for their night, whatever it was. And Reuven did not pay them in a timely fashion. Normally the halacha would be over about Tolin. Says the Gemara, no, it's not even about Tolin. Neither one. Zela fish leischarim, because as far as Reuven is concerned, he did not hire them. Zela fish ain pulosoi etzlei. And this one, Shimon, says they didn't work for me. They worked for him. So therefore, it's not my responsibility. It's Reuven's responsibility. But Reuven says I didn't hire them. Shimon hired them. This price begs for an understanding, yeah, because we hold throughout Kola Teira Kula Shliach. Why don't we say the same thing over here? All the Mefarshim Muchenzach. Muchenzach means that they racked their brains to find a possible answer. But on the surface, it's a very difficult Gemara to understand, because since the Meshaleach sent the Shliach, and Shliach Shal Adam Kimais, and the Meshaleach, who is the one that is having these people work on his behalf, why shouldn't he be over on Bal Tolin? So, if you notice the Rashi, all the way in the bottom of the Amud says, Zeh lefishtei lischarim, v'lo karinan socher gabei. It's not his socher. So what does that mean, it's not his socher? So, the din of Bal Tolin, we learn from Pasuk number 1. That's here in the Torah Ora Sholeim, Leisashik Israel of Leisigzov Leisolin Ulas Sochin Itcha Ad Boiker. So the Meshech Chochma wants to say that the reason is, since it says Leisolin Ulas Socher Itcha, the Socher Itcha goes together, and that's what Rashi means. That he wasn't his Socher in the sense that he didn't go and hire him, he was hired by somebody else. So therefore, it is lacking in the Socher Itcha. It's a Xeris Akosuv. That when do I say that there's a din of Bal Tolin if it was your Socher Itcha, that you were the one that appointed him, anointed him, made him, but if it was somebody else that did it, even though normally Shlich Shalom Kamoisai, that's Xeris HaKosu. But what is the Tam of the Kra, if you will? So the Tosis Rid says that the reason why there's a din of Bal Tolin is because every poet, when he's hired, and he's hired by his employer, is a certain dialogue that goes between them, and if the employee agrees to work for the employer, it means that he has confidence and trust in the honesty and integrity of the employer, that the employer is going to go and pay him. I mean, that's the very basics. I do the work, he does the payment, and it's only understandable. And if he doesn't pay him in a timely fashion, the socher feels cheated. I put in my full day of work, why didn't you pay me? I gave you the whole night after that. It wasn't just to give you 5 minutes to come up with a check. You had a whole additional 12-hour period. That's only the case as the choice is made if there's a direct connection. If there's an agent in between, then the employee has to have a little bit of a leap of faith that this employer is in fact a person of honesty and integrity. He never met him, he doesn't really know. So he assumes, based on the assurances of the agent, you're sure Reuven is a good guy, you have nothing to worry about. Yeah, okay. So the employee accepts that, but in the back of his mind, I still don't know 100%. And therefore, when the person doesn't pay him in time, now the employee says to himself, yeah, those hidden fears that I had in the back of my mind, they have now, if you will, materialized. So therefore, there is no din of Kadosh Baruch Hu only din of a sin of Baal Talin if the employer hired the employee directly, and not if the employee was hired through an agent. After everything is said and done, it's still a shver concept that a person can hire someone just because he works through an agent. He's off the hook for Baal Talin. Zoki Mara, top line. Hey Chidam, can you explain a little bit more about the details? Ida Amalahus Harchem Malai, if the agent, that's the Shimon, said, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to go and pay you, it's Chari Olafu, and if that's the case, then he is responsible to pay him, Bismano. Deciding we have a price. Asoichas Apoy Lassis Bishol, Rareo Bishol Kabeira. Someone hired employee and said, I want you to go and work in my field. Okay, no problem. They make up a rate, they make up a time, salary, everything. And then instead of the employer hiring to have him work in his own field, he took him to Yenim's field, the field next door. Why the field next door? The neighbor next door has not been around for the last few weeks, and this fellow is having the employee work the other person's field to benefit the other person's field. So what happens now? Now it comes a day, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, he has to go and pay him. And obviously, since he, the employer, hired this employee to do the work, even though he didn't do the work in his field, he did the work in somebody else's field. But he hired him. So he has to give him Schar Mishalim, whatever they agreed to. The Choyzer and this employer, who is trying to be a nice guy vis-a-vis the neighbor, after that, he can go back to the neighbor, and the neighbor eventually returns from London or wherever, and he says to him, you know, I was so nice to you. I hired an employee, and he worked your field, and it's planted. Oh, that's so nice. It's really enough. How much does that Balabayas have to go and pay? He only has to pay him what the normal rate is in the marketplace. He doesn't have to go and pay what the chaver did, that what the employer did. So if the employer, for instance, paid him $5 an hour, and the going rate at that time was only $4 an hour, then the Balabayas only has to pay him $4, because he says that's the only benefit you've given me. You haven't given me a $5 benefit. You've given me a $4 benefit. So that's how much he has to pay. Anyway, what do I see from that? That the one who hires someone, and if he says the magic words, Scharchem Alai, then Schari Allah. Therefore, he should be Chayiv in Baal Talin. She says, Imara, Lo Yitzricha Di Amalahu Scharchem Al Baal Abayis. Then he told him directly, I, Shimon, I'm the agent hiring you on behalf of Reuven, but I have nothing to do with this. I'm just doing a favor. Maybe I'm getting a fee for finding workers. But bottom line is, you're going to look solely and strictly to Reuven, the employer, and you work it out with him. Under those circumstances, Agamara, that's why the agent is totally off the hook. And since the employer himself didn't go and hire the employee, it was done through the agent, also no din of Batal.
Where do you see the $4 rate in Masha Shahan?
Maybe it was three.
No. I'm saying, so where do you see the lower rate is what the neighbor owes the employee?
Because it said Masha Hena, he said how much he gave him Hano. Why wouldn't you say the Hano is also the Schar Mishalom?
Okay, thank you.
Schar Mishalom is whatever they agreed to. Because he told them, I'm going to pay you $5,000 now. As far as that Baal HaBayis is concerned, what you made up, that's your business. Okay. You've done me a Toyma Shkoyach, I'll be happy to go and pay the overhead expense. What? You agreed to $5? I've been in this business for 25 years. We always pay $4. So if you've been mahan and me $4, I'll pay you the $4, but I'm not going to go and pay you the $5.
And of course, if he only paid the employee $3, then the employer would actually benefit. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Does Reuven have to at any point formally tell the fellow that he's hired, or he
not necessarily
to rely on Shimon?
Exactly, right, on Shimon's agency,
right,
in doing the hiring.
And that before another sheriff know the answer.
Sorry, once again.
According to this answer, then it's not so schwer.
Why not so schwer?
Because it's saying that he's Charma La Balabais.
Good, okay. But why doesn't the Balabais have to go and pay?
Because he wasn't the one who actually hired them.
So good. So we have no problem then. Brother Sai right. says it works perfectly. Since Uwe didn't hire.
It's more understandable.
Okay. If you feel that way, that's good. I'm very happy that you understand.
It seems like the worker is getting shafted based on the technicality.
That's why I'm saying it's a difficult word to understand. I'm with you. I'm your side.
Who can the worker sue?
Co-worker.
Who can the worker sue for his wages?
Workers of the world.
He can go and sue the
strength in numbers.
If he told them Schor Chama Baal HaBayis, the agent is totally free and nothing further to do with this whole thing. He told them I am doing you a favor, I'm doing him a favor, I'm the shavchen, I'm putting you guys together.
Okay.
But if the marriage falls apart, then you go to the marriage council, don't come back to me. Yehuda bar Maramah said to his shamash, shamash means his helper, his assistant, Zil ogami piyal, go please hire piyal for me, the imluhu, and tell them, tzchorchem abalabayis, that the schar is going to be on me and not on you. So shamash, you have nothing to worry about. And therefore, let's do what the Gemara just said, that you do the hiring, I will do the paying, and I'm going to be the employer. On the surface, it sounds like Yehuda bar Maramah is trying to use this loophole that we discussed a moment ago, so that he shouldn't be over on Baal Talat. And that's why he said, I'm not going to hire the guys, you hire the guys, and therefore I won't have to worry if I pay a day or two late. That's what it would seem. But you see from the top choices, it's the other way around. That he, Yehuda bar Maramah, was so concerned not to be over on the din of Baal Talat because of the fact that he had other businesses and other things that he was involved in. He said, Oyvavoy, what happens if I hire the oil directly and I miss one time? How am I ever going to go and get a kapara? Therefore, do me a favor, Shams. You go and hire them. And of course, I will try my very, very utmost to pay them on time, but just chulila, if I happen to miss it, Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, I was able to benefit, so to speak, from that loophole. So you look in the top choices. Not because he wanted to go and delay in payment. He was just afraid that on the day or whenever the time period that he has to go and pay, at that point he will not be free. He doesn't want to be over on the Baltasha. You remember the Baltasha is a Drabanan, that after the Baltolan falls away, Baltolan is only the first morning, after that, no further accretion of additional Baal Talmud. You've just been over once, and that's it. But he didn't want to be over on the Baal Tasha, which is in the Rabbanon that we mentioned yesterday, based on Asmachta. A Pasuk in Mishlei, Atoyim L'Riachal, Leich V'Shoyiv, U'Mocher, Etzei V'Yish. I don't want to be over that also. Baal Tasha L'Yoy Over. Kimishu Osik U'Meloch Acheres, because he had other businesses that he was attending to. So Yehuda bar Maramah, it's not because he wanted to benefit from a loophole, but rather he was so concerned that Chas V'Sholom, he might one time forget to go and pay them on time, or he might not be available. He might be on a lengthy conference call from here to Australia that goes on for 6 hours, and he can't get off, or whatever the situation is. And therefore he says, to make sure that I'll never be over, you do the hiring, and Amir Tashem will do our very best to pay on time. Now the Gemara brings a story. Marema Umar Zutra Agvatati. They used to go and rent, and that rent, they would hire for each other. Maramah would hire for Marzutra, Marzutra would hire for Maramah, presumably just like the top choice said. So both of them were very busy on various matters, and this way they would not have to worry about being over Baal Talmud, because they didn't do the own hiring. It was done through the agent. It's interesting, you have Maramah Marzutra.
You heard about Maramah just before.
That's true. But Maramah Marzutra come together. Where else do we have Maramah Marzutra coming together? You probably all remember from Tzadik Amud Beis. What does it say on Tzadik Amud Beis? It says that, unfortunately, on the top line, that Ganvin Armoi, Goyim used to go and steal the porois of the Jewish owners. Who make ganchin yasun? What means with ganchin yasun? They would go and castrate them so that they would not be able to reproduce, so that the porois would only be dedicated to their work of plowing the field and would not engage in other extracurricular activities. That's what the Gemara said. So now, if and when the goy returns that animal now to the Jew, and the Jew somehow gets it back, so he should not benefit from sirus. Sirus is an Isser in the Torah. According to one man, the Amar, it's even Osir to the Sheva, it's part of the Sheva Mitzvahs, or the Shmoyne Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, that even a Goy is not allowed to do that. Therefore, says the Gemara, what do the people have to do? When the Jewish farmer gets the animal back, he's not allowed to have a Noy, he has to go and sell it to somebody else. So if you go down 10 lines into Tzadik Amud Beis, you'll see that the Gemara says that Mareimer Mazutra the Amulatri Chasidim Mechalfi Ahadodi. I mean, Mechalfi Ahadodi. Instead of having to go and sell it to third parties and trying to go and find, you know, agents and brokers to go and sell it, when this might occur, Chas Hashem, to the animals, Mareimer Mazutra, Mareimer would go and sell his animal Mazutra, and Mazutra would sell his animal to Mareimer. They did a Chalip in one with the other. So we see the Mareimer Mazutra worked together when there were potential isurim issues to try to rectify and remedy the situation. Getting back to Agumah, Omer Rabba Baravla, Hani Shukoi de Sura Le Avi Mishun Batol, Maybe Avi Dal Yoima de Shuka Smich, Mishun Batasha Vade Oiver. What is Agumah telling us? Agumah is telling us is that there were employers that were busy with the Shuk. The Shuk, that was their whole occupation and preoccupation, obsession, if you will, sorry, that they people knew that these people work from Yom HaShuk to Yom HaShuk. During that period of time, they had a lot of overhead expenses and no cash. When the Yom HaShuk would come, oh, finally they'd be able to sell the merchandise and raise cash. If you look at the Rashi in the fourth line, Hani Shukoi de Surah, Bali Batim Shul Surah, She'ein Magiyan Lemois at Yom HaShuk. They were constantly strapped for money whenever the Aniyim would come in shul and ask them, sorry, I don't have a penny. What do you mean? Everybody says, you're a rich guy. Yeah, on the Yom HaShuk, I got money. But now, I have zero. Gotta wait till the Yom HaShuk. Fine. So every employee that worked for those Balabatim and Surah knew not to expect to receive their funds immediately upon completion of their work or within the next 12 hours. So it was either explicit or implicit that they won't expect immediate payment. They're willing to wait until the Yom HaShuk. And since they're willing to wait till Yom HaShuk, then there is no problem Bal Tolin. We're going to see in Mi'at Hashem in the next Mishnah that you're only over in Bal Tolin is Mancha Tavo'oi. If you look at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, you'll see on the third line, Emesai is Mancha Tavo'oi. Like Tavo'oi, Emi over a lot. If the Poyel does not request payment on the due date and he's willing to go and live with delay, then there's no problem Bal Tolin. All of these employees in Surah that worked for them, they knew they were not going to get paid until the next market day, which might be a week away or whenever it is. So therefore, they did not demand payment. There was no din of Bal Tolin. So they should go to Surah and they have Mishun Bal Tolin. Maybe Adi, because the employees know the Al Yom Deshuk Asmichi, that they don't have money throughout the week, they'll only have it in the Yom Deshuk. So no problem. Al Mishun Bal Tasha, what happens now post Yom Deshuk? If they still continue not to pay, and they say, well, sorry, and no, Mr. Yom HaShuk, you got to go and pay. Any further delay beyond that, then they have the baltasha that we had, al-tayim l'riach, al-lech v'shoiv, the pasuk that we have at the bottom of Kuf Yud on the days at the end of yesterday's time. So, Vadi. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. Let's look at the language of the Mishnah. We're back in the Mishnah, Kuf Yud on the days. Fourth line into the Mishnah, Tzchir Shois. Tzchir Shois means not a person that works the entire day, or not a person that works the entire night. Let's go back, in fact, one line earlier. Tzchir Yayim, a person that's hired just to work for the day. A day worker. He works from 9 in the morning to 6 o'clock at night. Tzchir Yayim. Goyi v'kol ha'layla. He is entitled to get his payment, since Ein Tzchiris Mishtalemes El Lebesoif, the Balabas, the employer, has the right to go and pay him the entire night until the next morning at 6 o'clock, whenever daybreak is the next day. Schir Laila, what happens if the person worked the whole night? Goyva Kaliyah, then he's entitled to get paid the entire next day for his wages. Okay, so that was Schir Yom and Schir Laila. What about Schir Shois? He only works for 3 hours or 6 hours. What happens now? Schir Shois, Goyva Kaliyah, Laila, the Kaliyah. Schir Shois is able to go and collect the entire night and the entire follow-up day. Our Gemara is going to tell us it's not so simple. Remember, Tzchir Shois, Chol HaLayla, Chol HaYayim. Zok Timar. Omer Rav, Tzchir Shois. Our case, if it's Tzchir Shois the Yoyim, Goy V'Chol HaYayim. Tzchir Shois the Layla, Goy V'Chol HaLayim. Notice, he does not subscribe to what it says in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, Goy V'Chol HaLayim V'Chol HaYayim. Here he's saying, Yoyim is only Chol HaYayim, Shois Laila, only Laila. He doesn't have any Kala Laila Kala Yayim. Shmuel on the other hand, Shmuel Omer, Tzchir Shois Diyoyim, Goy V'Kala Yayim. fine. In other words, he agrees with Rav. Oh, so the second part of Shmuel is word for word like we had in the Mishnah. If you have schir shoyz, just add the words the laila. What did it say in the Mishnah? That's what Shmuel says. Perfect. So our Mishnah obviously easily accords with Shmuel's din, but it doesn't accord with Rav's din, and that's the Gemara's kasha. So now, schir shoyz, because Rav said, the manufshach, if he's a yoim employee, a skesho is the yoim, kala yoim. Skesho is a laila, kala laila. But he never has this combination of kala laila, kala yoim. Amaloch, Rav, tzedot and ketonim. You have to understand our Mishnah that it's talking respectively. What means respectively? Skesho is the yoim, kala yoim. Skesho is the laila. Goyva kala laila. Oh, that's what the Mishnah means. Going back to Lashon Mishnah, which we just had. So now it's here shows goyva kala laila kala yoyim. Respectively, if you happen to be a kala yoyim, if you are schir shoyis the yoyim, you're goyva kala yoyim. And if you're schir shoyis the laila, you're goyva kala laila. You never have both laila the yoyim. It's either or, depending on whether you was a schir shoyis the yoyim or a schir shoyis the laila. Okay, sounds good. Let's continue on. So we can go back to the Mishnah. You don't have to turn back because the Gemara quotes it. Tanan. Oh, yes, Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua. What happens if he's not just a daily worker, a day worker, but he gets paid by the week? He gets his salary by the month, by the year, Schir Shavua by the 7 years. Hopefully he has a night job. He's only going to get paid once every 7 years. But anyway, what's it did? Yoyim to be yoyim. If he finally ends his work during the day, goy v'kala yoyim. Yoyim to be laila if he leaves at night, goy v'kala laila v'chol hayoyim. Ah, here it says very clearly, goy v'kala laila v'chol hayoyim. And here you cannot go and say the teretz that Rav gave before, that it's somewhat respectively, that if the cheshoy is the yoyim, it's kala yoyim. Cheshoy is the laila, kala laila. Because he says very clearly over here, if he's yoytze b'yoyim during the day, goy v'kalayoyim. Yoytze b'layla, goy v'kalayla v'chalayoyim. And this is the same Mishnah. So we see the kalayla v'chalayim attack is referring to a particular case, not go and split it up. This is kalayla, and this is kalayoyim. He means taka kalayla v'chalayim. Is a chmaita raya to Shmuel akasha on Rav. Omelech Rav Tanoi. Rav says, what you said in our Mishnah, you're right. It does not accord with my view. It accords with Shmuel's view. However, this is in fact our machlokes. Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes tanoim that we have in the Braisa. And if you look at the Braisa, the Gemara quotes now, it's mamish word for word, Rav and Shmuel. The sign. Schesho is the yoim, goy v'kala yoim. Schesho is the laila, goy v'kala laila. That's exactly what Rav said 3 minutes ago. Right before you start the white lines, Omer Rav, Schesho is the yoim, kala yoim. So Rav obviously accords with her. Reb Shimon says word for word like Shmuel. Reb Shimon Aymer, Schesho is the yoin, goy v'kala yoin, Schesho is the laila, goy v'kala laila, v'chol hayoin. Oh, they're fine. So bottom line is, we no longer have a kasha on Rav, because Rav Taka disagrees with our Mishnah, and he doesn't disagree on his own, because he holds like Reb Yehuda, and our Mishnah, which is like Shmuel, is also Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bayichai. Fine. Now we continue the Braisa, no longer referring to this machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, but rather we're talking about Mikan Omer. Since we have listed both in the Mishnah and in the Braisa, we're talking about Schir Shoyis the Yoyim, Schir Shoyis the Laila, Eschir Yoyim, Mita Schir Laila, Mita Schir Shabbos, Mita Schir Chodesh, and all the rest. Mikan Omer, since we have all of these various cases, we say the kol koyv schar socher oiver behei shemus halolu v'asei. The Bach changes it behei shemus v'asei halolu. It just switches around halolu v'asei, and you'll see why he does that in a moment. So the Gemara is going to bring now six separate psukim. It's not really a separate psukim; only three psukim altogether. But in these six psukim, it includes five lavin and one asei for anybody that's oiver on the din of Baltol, or not paying the worker in a timely fashion. what are the 5 plus 1? Oiv behishemayt and vasei. Mishum baltashik is riacha. That's 1. Mishum baltigzoil is 2. Mishum baltashik socher oni ve'evyon is 3. Mishum baltolin is 4. Mishum v'yoymetitin tzchoroi. That's really not 5, because yoymetitin tzchoroi, that's the assay. So that's the essay. Mishum l'osom v'shemish, that already is number 5 in terms of the lav. So we have 5 lavin, baltashik, baltigzel, baltashik, baltolin, and l'osom v'shemish, and we have yoymetitin tzchoroi, and now you see where the Bach changed it to shemish and essay. The essay comes in as number 4, comes before we get to number 5, and it's in between. If you're wondering, Daka, why does it say? Even according to whether it's our gears or the Bach's gears, it doesn't really make a difference, since the Gemara says it's Oyv Behishemais, 5 Lavin, and the Aseh. So the question is, why is the Aseh there here, wrought before the last Lav? But that's not a difficult question, because you see, there's a number 3 next to both of them, or a Gimel in other Gemaras. It's the same pasuk. So therefore, the Gemara is quoting the pasuk in order, and it's saying the oiver out yoymetitin tzchar, which is the asay part. Which was the lois asay part. Anyway, you got 5 plus 1. Frank the Gemara, lechayra, what the Gemara is telling us, and that any employer that doesn't pay his employee on time, he automatically gets 5 strikes against him, or 5 plus 1, if you will. That's not really true. How did Dika Yamama Lekam Alayla Dika Malayla Lekam Yamama? You remember in the Gemara yesterday, right after we finished the Mishnah, we said, it depends. Going back to the Gemara of yesterday, right after the Mishnah. So that was referring to a Schir Yayim. So you see that it depends whether you're Schir Yayim or Schir Laila. But a Schir Yoyim doesn't have both Psukim, and the Schir Laila doesn't have both Psukim. Each one only has his Pasuk, which is appropriate for him. Why did our Gemara say, if you're Uyu Baltol, you're Uyver, all 6, 5 plus 1? Rav Chisda, Shem Schir is Ba'alma. You're 100% right. You're absolutely right. You never have an employer being Uyver on all 5 Lavin and 1 Asay, on 1 Maisa of a schir, whether it's a schir yoyim or schir laila, is always going to be at least 1 lav that doesn't apply. Either the schir yoyim or the schir laila, one of the psukim, I shouldn't say lav, because even in the case of schir laila, the Gemara said is shnem v'yoyim etitan schare, which is the aseh. But the point is, if you didn't pay your schir yoyim on the proper time, you'll be overly solid. If you don't pay your schir laila on time, then you'll be over on the aseh v'yoyim etitan schare. However, you don't have both for each one. In fact, the Gemara said, "Ein ibcha faker." You remember we had that discussion yesterday. So Zoktav Chizki, absolutely right. What the Braisa meant to say is, anybody that engages in the failure to go and pay in a timely fashion can be over on one or more of this collection of 5 lavin and 1 aseh. Okay, so now when we started off, we said, he's over in Baltashoik and Baltigzoi. Why did the Gemara say Baltigzoi? Because if you look at Pasuk number 1, it said, Loisashik is Reacha, Loisigzoi. The two go together. After it was also Loitam. But the important thing is we're talking about Sashik and Sigzoi. Freyti Mariet, is there a difference between Oishik and Gezel? Aren't they the same? Now, the Gemara is going to tell us shortly that we learned earlier on in our Masechta that when it says like Sigzol over here, it really wasn't necessary to tell us like Sigzol. After the Gemara tells us, look at the Rashi on the same line, parallel to our Gemara, Yishim like Sigzol, the Ukmin Bezeu Neshech, the Koyvishar Sochir, the Gezel Mamish, we love the Ribbis by No Nach. The Gemara asks, why do I have to have 3 Psukim, one by Gezel, one by Ribbis, one by No? After all 3 means not giving somebody else the money to who that he's entitled to. And the Gemara said, Madach, in a case of Ribbis, why not your Oivra and Isser taking the other guy's money? Even though the two did it consensually, the guy, he wasn't happy about it, but he agreed to go and pay Ribbis. And he paid the Ribbis. And the person about the Inoah, he agreed to the price. Afterwards, he had his misgivings, but the Maisa, it is not an armed robbery where someone took out a machete or a gun and said, your money or your life. So Yomar said, Koira, Madachi, Oyver, Irbison. You know, you're certainly going to be Oyver on Gezer. So Yomar asked, so what do I need my 604? Come to tell you the din of Koivish Skar Sochi. So that's why our Gemara assumes, based on that previous Gemara, that Baltikzal is one of the five lav. Is there a difference between Oishik and Gezel? So the Gemara struggles with that from here until the Mishnah. We're going to have Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, and ultimately Rav. Amar Rav Chisda. Leich Vishoyv Zehu Oishik. When a person who's an employer and he delays in his payment, not that he's not going to pay, he's going to pay. He just tells him, you know, I'm very busy now, come back later, and he comes back later. I don't have time now, maybe tomorrow after davening, I have to rush to the daf. After the daf, I have to rush to work, come back from Midchamara, and he keeps on pushing him off. That's called Oishik. If the person says, yeah, I owe it to you, but I'm not giving it to you. I don't care. I know you worked for me. I don't care. Call the police, call the district attorney. I'm not paying. That's the difference between Oishik and Gesser. Is Maskul Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Ezehu Oishik Shechai Valov Toira Korban Yomit to be Kodai the Kofalei Lemoina. What is Rav Sheshes asking about? We have a posik in the Torah, and that posik is the one that is Machayiv a person on Asham Gzeilois. What is Asham Gzeilois? That a person owes someone else money, the person, the victim of the fraud, of the cotton, of the gezel, of the halval, whatever it was, goes and says, hey, you owe me money. The person, ki cheshba, v'nishba al shaker. What happens now? In Parashas Vayikra, it doesn't tell us the further details, and that's why Rashi, in last week's Parashat Nosri, said, why do we have to have another pasuk legabi the Hashem? He said, to tell you that after that, the Hizvadu, that he ultimately agreed, in other words, he confessed, even without Edom, he confessed that I lied, I said a false shvua, he has to return the funds, he's going to have to add a choymish, and he's going to have to go and bring a carbon, Hashem Zeilos. Anyway, Rashi brings part of the pasuk here, right before the wide lines, maskulin of sheshes. Al korach oishik, the kakofale. You're telling me the definition of oishik is delay. No, oishik means kafale. How do I know? In the beginning of Vayikra, carbon shvua. That's the carbon shvua, the Hashem Zeilos that we're talking about. Tichsiv, v'chichesh b'amisay, v'fikadoy, oy b'sumis yod, oy b'gozel, oy oshak es amisay. Oy mikol ha-sheisha v'ol ha-shek, v'shilam oysev b'roishech, ha-mishisi oysev olov, and then he has the biggest carbon, oshak. So the pasuk says, v'chichesh b'amisay was makhish. Makhish said, no, I'm defiant. I do not owe you neither the pikadon nor the sumas yad. Sumas yad means a loan. Oy gaza, I didn't steal from you. Oy joshek es amisay, no, I didn't hire you. Or I hired you and I paid you. See, he's denying it. So feit tachyetz, Rav Sheshes. How could Rav Chisda say that the definition of oishik means lech v'shoyv, lech v'shoyv? That means, yeah, I owe you, but come back tomorrow. No. The Torah says he's being a koifer. He says, oishik shechav lo Torah. Carbon, David Bikon, the Kofaleva minor. That's Rav Sheshes' Kasha on Rav Chisda. The Gemara is shortly going to ask, why didn't Rav Sheshes ask on the Gezel part as well? What was the Gezel part as well? I know that I owe you money, but I'm not paying you. I could care less. Go to the police, you try to arrest me. You'll see. That's Gezel. But didn't the Torah say that the time that you're chayiv is v'chichesh, that he's machish, meaning, no, I didn't steal from you. Just like he's upset at the oishik, that oishik by definition means that he's machish, why didn't he say by the gezel he's also machish? Why did Rav Sheshes pick a fight with Rav Chisda only from the oishik part, not from the gezel part? I'm only telling you this to you now because Gemara is going to ask this in another couple of lines, and Rashi already, next line, already points this out. El Amar Rav Sheshes, therefore Rav Sheshes says, I respectfully disagree with Rav Chisda. What is the difference between Oishik And guess what? Misatav loch, the oish. If he says, I already paid you, put straight in that cup, I already paid you, get out of here. That's oish. So that's a chichish bar. He's saying, I don't owe you the money because I paid you. Yesh lecha biyadid, ain't it noise lecha zehu gezel. Same thing as Rav Chisda said on the gezel part. He only changed gears or changed definition on the oish part. The maskul abaye. And now abaye is asking on Rav Sheshes. Ezehu gezel shechayev olu atoira karban. Gim the bikon b'ina. The kakofel in the money was koifer. The kasha that we asked. And therefore, Abaye says, Rav Sheshes, don't just ask a kasha on Rav Chisda from the first part for the oish. There's a kasha on the second part, and you subscribe to the second part, the Gavi, the Gezel. No. Gezel means he's kafar. Not that he says that I have the money and I'm not paying you, but the chichish is machish, he's saying I don't owe you a penny. Elo marbaya nupchat. Loi. Schartich. Okay. Loi schartichami mi oilam. What do you mean to me? I never hired you. You may have planted my garden, but I never told you to do that. Get out of here, just trespasser. I never hired you. So that's Makrish, who's Koifer, and that's the Indian of Oish. Sat of Loch, I already paid you, Zel Gezel. Oh, he's Makrish, and saying, no, I don't owe you the money. I already paid. It's not true, I stole, but I paid you already, and if I don't owe you a nickel, not even a dime. Freit Yimara. So that's the noob shot in the chilik between Oishik and Gezel. They're both similar, that they're both is Makrish. Here it's Lahadan. It never happened. Which Chatich Mi'olam. Here he says, I was goizel you, but I already paid you back, and if I don't owe you a nickel. Frank Yamal Rav Sheshes, Maishna, Oishik, the Kashli, Maishna, Gezel, the Kashle. Rav Sheshes is the one that posed the question to Rav Chisda. And then Abaye asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes looked in the mirror, and he should have asked the same Kasha on himself.
To look in the mirror, he was a psychonaut.
Oh, very good. So we meet it, obviously, in a poetic form.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Thank you for reminding us. That was an enlightening comment. Malach. So he says, Rav Sheshes could answer you. Gezel di gozle v'ho de kafre. Nishver. Gezel, he was taka gozel, he taka stole. And then after that, he was koifer. How? Like we just said. That he said, Nesatav loch, that I went and I already paid you. Or, the way Rav Sheshes was learning before, Rav Sheshes said that, yesh lecha biyadi v'ein noisel loch. In other words, originally it was a gezel, and after that, and that gezel involved saying, I stole it from you, I'm not paying you, you can stand on your head, I'm not giving you back the money. And then when the Torah says, the Pasuk that Rashi quoted, that after that he denied it, the gozle, v'honakafre. And therefore, says Rav Sheshes, the Pasuk is not really shver on me. Why don't you say the same shat, v'honakafre? Initially, there was oishik, delay. And then when it came to it, go and pay. Now he's makhish for the first time. And so therefore, it could also be two separate situations. Chichish ba'misim b'kona b'sim esyod. Oy b'gozel. How did Rav Sheshes and gozel? The gezel already took place earlier. And now he's makhish in the gezel. Say the same thing like oy oishik esamisoy. The oishik, the delay took place earlier, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. And now he's makhish the whole thing. So oy b'zoy freik timara. Again, why is Rav Sheshes more bothered by the Oishik than he's bothered by the Gezel? Every Mahachi Ash, Mishlaim Hasim Siv, Oibi Gozel, Achlau de Oidele Meikara. When it says Oibi Gozel, means that he's an established Gezel already. The Gezel is already on the table, so to speak. That already took place. And now he's subsequently Machish in the Nigzal, when the Nigzal says, no, go and pay me. Now he's Machish for the first time that he was a Gezel. So originally Takasto was a Gezel. And now subsequently when the victim says, pay me, well, I don't, either I never stole from you, or I already paid you. And of course he makes a full shmur. So you could have the two working in tandem. Av gabi oishik miksib, oi ba oishik. It doesn't say, v'chich ramisa v'kodim, oi b'sim nisyad, oi b'gozul, oi ba oishik. It says, oi oshak ksiv. So what does it mean, oi oshak ksiv? It sounds like, now the more you use the expression, shashok oi kfar, that's the chayra self-defeating. Because that's in fact the pshat of the gezel. But the gezel took place earlier, and now he's machish. See, it sounds oishakvar. I told him, for instance, I told him, delay, come back tomorrow, come back next week, I'm going to eventually pay you. And now he's machish. So that's not good, because Rav Sheshes is not happy with delay. He says, oishak means, no, that's part of the akhoshah. That's what Rav Sheshes has under Chizda. So this is a short little toisus over here. Toisus Oish Oshak Siv Leigasin and Shashokin Fai. Take out the word Shashokin Fai. It should just say Oy Oshak Isamis. It doesn't say Oy Va Oishik, Oy Bi Oishik. It says Oy Oshak. And therefore it's really the other way around. That now the Oishik is taking place at the time of his Hakhosha. By being Machish, he's now being Oshak Isamisa. Ah, that being the case, how do you tell me delay, delay, delay? The definition of Oshak in the Korban Shvuah is that he's Machish and he doesn't own the money. That's why, says Rav Sheshes, when Rav Chizda said Pshat and Oishik of delay, that doesn't stim with the Pasuk. But the Gezel, that works, because the Gezel was a pre-existing Gezel, and then subsequent to the Gezel, after that, he was Machish. We had to go through a number of hoops to figure out the difference between Oishik and Gezel. Rava makes it very simple. Rava Amar, Zeu Oishik, Zeu Gezel. The two terms are synonyms. Olama Chalkim HaKasav. Why did the Torah split it up? Lava Olishnei Lavi, so that the person should be over more than one Lavi. Like we had before, five Lavin and one essay. Rish Baruch Hu repeated again and again. We have the same thing you remember in the beginning of Ezeu Neshech. It says that Neshech and Tarbis. And the Gemara says, there's really no difference between the two, just in Machayev additional lab. Okay, on to the next mission.
Right,
I'm sorry, Nachum?
I just want to make sure I understand. So there's a difference if someone, if Siros Lila, Siros Yo, mm-hmm. there's a difference if it's a partial day, partial night, so then it's already kicks in the Losal. But if he hires him for the entire day, mm-hmm. then he has the night. In other words,
the Balabos can pay him the entire night.
Right. So the question is, where does it, that, where's the demarcation? So if he works until, say it's a Kochavim, then it's considered, it's a Sachar Yom, he has the following night to pay?
Then he has, if the person waited, it worked for him until Tzeis HaKavim, like you said, assuming that's last night Tzeis HaKavim, depending on which month, let's say it was 9 o'clock. So he worked until 9 o'clock. Now the employer has from 9 o'clock Tzeis HaKavim until the next morning, to go and pay him, he has the whole night.
But if only, if he worked only 3 hours, then he has to pay him that day.
Okay, then that way he had, according to both Rav and Shmuel,
Right.
Let's
say
Rav,
whatever.
Right. No, both Rav and Shmuel agrees.
Only Lila because
so that's a very good question. So now, Rabbi Shai is asking, let's go to Shmuel for a moment. The beginning of the wide light. Shmuel Amos Chesho is the Yoyin. You only have the rest of the day. So if you work, let's say, until 12 o'clock, and then after that, he didn't work any further, then the Balabos can go and pay him until 9 o'clock at night, until Tzeis HaKachav. So he has those 9 hours. But Tzeis HaKachav is the Laila. If he worked at night, for instance, until Chatzos Laila, until 12 o'clock. Now your question, I assume, is, why is that different? Why don't you say that Tzeis HaKachav should also be until Tzeis HaKachav Laila? Why do you get the additional Kalayayim?
Because the employer is sleeping at night, and also he does have to collect the money.
So what? Every tzchir yoyim.
Well, because the
every
tzchir yoyim, he ends at Tzeis HaKachav, and then the employer has the whole night to go and pay.
Because it's a subset of working the entire night. The entire night, if you work the entire night, you have to pay at sundown. Working part of the night is a subset of working the entire night. So the deadline for night work is the following sunset. The deadline for day work is the following morning, the following sunrise.
But Tzchir Yoshoi is the Yoyim, is not the next morning. It's Krei V'Kol Yoyim, only that day until sunset. So the Chiluk is, why is it, do you say a partial Tzchir Yoshoi is the Yoyim? The employer has until the end of that day.
Right.
Tzchir Yoshoi is the Laila should be until the end of that night. Just like he worked until 12 o'clock midday, and the employer can pay him until 9 o'clock at night. So why don't you say the Tzchir Yoshoi is the Laila? He worked until Chatzos, midnight. You should have the right to go and pay him only until 6 o'clock in the morning, or whenever Netz is, or whenever Amud HaShachar is. Why does he get Kolayim Kolayim Kolayim?
So the
Art
Scrolls. Yeah.
And the Art Scroll says?
It says that the day ends, it's a problem, that's the end of the day. So, but at night, you're working
at the beginning of a long 24-hour period.
Because the day begins with a night in Jewish religion, Ve'erev HaYivayker. since he gets the benefit of the night, and it continues throughout the rest of the day until the end of the day. Not only does Artsko say that, but Artsko is mechaven to Rashi. So Rashi also says the same shot. But Rashi himself says, it's a bissel ishver, because if that's the case, every schir yoin, you have a right to go and pay him the whole night. Well, why don't you give him the whole night and the following day? If you're telling me that night is the beginning of the day, and you give him the full day, just like by the schir, choice, delight, you say, you have the whole night to pay him, and the following day, because it's all one unit of one day. So the same thing is, if you have a person that worked a schir yoin, when does he have to start paying him? At night. Oh, at night is the beginning of a new day. So why don't you go and say, the night and the rest of the day. Give him 24 hours instead of just giving him the 12 hours.
Is it a shlomim or is it a toga?
Exactly. Anyway, on to the next Mishnah. Took the Mishnah on the bottom, Echad Tzchar Odom, Echad Tzchar Behemo, Echad Tzchar Kelem Yesh, B'mishon B'yoy, Maitei Tzein Tzchar Roy. If instead of just hiring a person, you rented from Hurt, rent a horse, you rented a horse, and now you're returning it, you gotta go and pay now. You can't go and say, well, I'll pay you back in a week from now, a year from now. No, yeah. The same dinim apply. Whether you have all five lavin and one essay, we're going to discuss in some detail in the Mishnah and in the Braisa on the Amud Beis. But it applies to Schar Behemoth, same thing to Schar Kelim. If I rented from someone his axe, his shovel, or whatever, I gotta go and pay him. I gotta pay him in a timely fashion. So all of them, Yeshua Mishim, be yoim, my teeth and schar, and that day, not tomorrow, not next week. Yoim. The Yeshua Mishim, Leson, Pulasach, and Itchad, by you. Also, don't hold back the Pulasach, and Itchad. Notice it's mashma, only these two, the Yoimai and Leisolin. It's mashma, you don't have the other lavin. Wait till the Amud Beis, we'll see yes or no. Amosai, when is the dinner of Baltongan applied? Yoimai, the Chetobai. Amosai, the Man Chetobai. If the masker in the case of the Hema, in the case of the Kelim, in the case of Skarodim, the Poyel, whoever is do the money, if he was Tadea, whoever the money is due to him, if the employee went and was Tadea and said, you haven't paid me my wages, or in the case of Schar Behemoth, Schar Kelim, the master says, you didn't pay me for renting my behemoth or renting my shovel, whatever it is, it's Tadea, and he didn't pay him, then you have these Psukim. Because it's in a sense that the person says, okay, I waive my rights, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have enough money in the account, I can wait until tomorrow, I can wait until next week, it's okay. Himcheyu eitzachem v'nir eitzach shulchanim. Rashi's himcheyu means he pushed him off to the chem v'nir shulchanim by saying, you know, instead of my paying you, I know that you need the money to go buy groceries, go to the grocer on the corner, he's going to go and give you what you need, or go to the shulchanim, he's going to go and pay you the money that I owe you. Then ain't no overlap. If he's made three arrangements with Chenvi and Eitz Shulchan, they were okay.
Shulchan is the money changer?
Yeah.
So he's like going to the bank.
Exactly. He's the banker. He didn't only change the money, he also had the extra supply.
I'll call it that also. He had the Tau Cheshbonos, the Spirkes.
Yeah, exactly. Sochem is man and Nishba Benoito. If it comes Bismanoi and we have a conflict or a dispute between the employer and employee, did he pay? Didn't he pay? If it's his money on the date when he's entitled to get paid, and the masker says, I paid you already, what are you talking about? No. He has a right to be nishma benoito. That's a din derabbanan. We've had this in the past.
Yes.
Because normally all of the mishalmin shabbat, all the nishmain shabbat, mishmain v'loy mishalmin, not nishma benoito. The reason why they did that is because the masker usually is busy with so many other pialim. Maybe he has 10, maybe he has 50 workers. And therefore, he can't remember each one individually when he paid him. He thought he paid him. But of course, the Sacher knows when he got paid or not. So therefore, Nishba Benoito. Once his man passed already, then he can no longer be Nishba Benoito, because why did the Sacher sit on his hands? Why didn't he demand payment on the spot? The fact that it's turning over his money, now we already trust the Maskir, he's the Muchzik, and the other person will have to bring the proof that in fact, that he didn't get paid. However, what happens to this Ovesmane guy is, you know why it's Ovesmane? Because I was there in his office the whole day. I have two Adam. that I was banging the door and banging the table, you didn't pay me, you didn't pay me. So then, even if he offers money, now it can be nishma menaito because he demanded.
It's an extension on his rights.
Exactly. Ger toishev yesh mishum biyer mitzitzin tzcharei. When it comes to a ger toishev is a person who accepts upon himself not to do avoid zara and continues to eat in the veilois utreifais. So he didn't accept upon himself kol atayr kula. Rashi says only avoid zara. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a number of different interpretations. Many hold ger toishev means that he took upon himself the shevet mitzvah b'nei noyach. But nevertheless, he continues to eat in the veilois utreifais. The reason why Rashi always points this out that he's oichel in the veilois utreifais is because it says that if a person has a bus of soda treifa, what can you go and do with it? Right. You can go and give it to the guy. Yidnen of the guy, or the Karen of the guy, whatever. So you see, how can the guy eat it? He remains a guy for those purposes. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah, so the Biyom Titan Tzchari applies. But the Loitolin does not apply. So the Gabi, the Behema, and the Kalim, you do have both Yom Tit Tzchore and the Baal Talim. But the Ger Toishev, you only have Yom Tit Tzchore, you don't have the Baal Talim.
Can the Ger make a Shavua in Notam?
Can he make a Shavua?
I mean, he's not a Jew. I mean, how can he, how does a Shavua work if he's a Ger Toishev?
I don't know, we trust his Shavuas.
That's exactly my question.
So I assume that he does not have Cheskes Namonis. So it's not that he's out of the Parsha. Legally, it could be just factually.
Technicalities disqualified, but for the fact.
We'll get it to Sanhedrin sooner or later, Mi'at Hashem.
Death Mentes.
Exactly.
Mentes.
Okay, Zokti Moriyat Mari Masis.
So it's two laws, there's three different laws, there's five laws. We assume, don't you think, Staro, that's. So that means
That's an assay, correct.
So it's not on the. It's on assay.
Over,
but not on the lav
and Litov. So by Kalim, by Behema and Kalim, it's both Yom Titzin Tzcharei and Baal Talim. By the Ger Toishev, the only Yom Titzin Tzcharei, there's no din of Baal Talim. This dispute or this distinction that we're making is going to be the fuel and the fire on the Amud Beis, as you'll see now in some detail. The Gemara is going to go back and forth, each one, why this one, yeah, this one, this.
Why are we always bringing this one? We just said there are five lav.
Yeah, wait till the Gemara. Okay. Gemara is going to bring the other psukim as well. So, okay, when Mani Masis and Chayra Mishra is like, Tana Kama, to be Achacha, for there is a Brisa that we're going to start in another 10 seconds, which is the Me Achacha Brisa. There are two Mandi Omrim in that Brisa, the Tana Kama, and Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does a shtim like either one of the two. Mahi, what is that price? The Sanya. Say the price of the Achacha. Oh, it's the Achacha price. And now we're talking about the Tanakh. Now, where does it say Me'achacha? You have the Pasuk over here in the Torah Ar. Here in Agmar, it's all the way in the right hand corner at the top. Le'sashik Sochir Oni V'Evyoin Me'achacha. Oh, Me'achacha. So, what I learned from Me'achacha? Look, you more Prat La'Acherim. Who are the Acherim? Says Rashi. Oyved kechovim. On the bottom of the Gemara is going to go and say it's referring to Amalek. Maybe these are perhaps even synonymous, or at the very least, Amalek is a subset of Akum, obviously. Anyway, me'achacha brat l'achir, that if a person did not pay the Akum or the Amalek, etc., he's not over this din of leisashik sochir oni v'yem. Gercha, the pasuk continues on, me'achacha oy migercha. That's what a normal ger means. Now what it means, bisharecha, ze oichel nevelis. Oichel nevelis, what it really means is, in the Sarah's Shas adds a word, ze ger oichel nevelis, which is the ger toishev that we spoke about before. Why is he considered bisharecha? Says Rashi in the second line, techsiv be ze ger oichel nevelis, techsiv be sharecha. So you can go and give it to the Ger Toishev, you can give him the Nevelis or Treifus. So Eichel Nevelis. Okay, Zukti Mariet. Einli Ela Schar Odom. Now we only have Schar Odom. Minai L'Rabbi's Behemah V'Kelim. How do we know Behemah V'Kelim? Tamaloyma Be'Artzecha. That's the pasuk that the word that we skipped over. It says, Oymigercha Asher Be'Artzecha B'Sharecha. Shebi Aretzah comes to tell you, call Shebi Aretzah, anything in your Aretz, which would include, of course, a Mehema or Kev. The Kulan. Kulan means the Adam, the Kalim, the Ger Tzedek, the Ger Toishiv, Oiver B'chol Hashemes Halal. What means B'chol Hashemes Halal? So you look at the Rashi in the fourth line of B'chol Hashemes Halal. Bein Aksuvim Kan. What means Kan? Go back to the Torah R, that pasuk that we quoted, Leisashik Socher Enevi, and that's what we've been darshaning for the last three, four lines. That's in Dvarim. That's what we call Mishnah Torah. Dvarim for our purposes. But besides that, Bein Wamur Meteris Kehanim. What is the Teris Kehanim? Teris Kehanim, as you know, means Vayikra. So that's pasuk number three in the Torah R. Leisashik is Vayachim, Leisigzel, Leisolim, blah, 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 Vayikra. Ah, okay. We left out number two, because number two is not the lav, you're not uyver b'chol Hashem b'shalalu. That is the essay b'yom etitin tzcharei. But that pasuk, as you'll notice, follows right after pasuk number one, because pasuk number one is dvarim chavdalit yudalit. Pasuk number two is dvarim chavdalit tezvav. And Rashi says later on that because of the smichus, it's as if it's one long pasuk, so it's all together. So bottom line is this: argument of kulan uyver b'chol Hashem b'shalalu in all the cases. Scharodim, Scharkenim, etc. They're going to be chayiv on all of these three psukim, the two psukim in Devarim and the pasuk in Teres Kehanim. This answers your question as what did we do with all those five and one? Taka, the Tanakama of the Brais of Miachecha holds that you chayiv in all of these. The Kulan Oyim Mechol Hashem is alone. Mikan Omro. Echad Scharod, Miach Scharbein, Miach Scharkenim. Yesh by Mishum, the Yoyim Etitzin Scharoy. That's the pasuk number two, the middle one there. V'yesh ben mishum bal tolin b'ulasochir. And the old side of ulasochir, which is the pasuk in Vayikra, which is the pasuk in Teres Kehanim. Chayiv et al. Okay, so far so good. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Imer, ger toishiv yesh ben mishum b'yoyim etit in tzcharoy. V'ein ben mishum loy solim. Right, ger toishiv, there's a din of b'yoyim etit in tzcharoy, but there's no din of bal tolin. You'll note, number one, obviously, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda disagrees with what we just said now, because we said now in the Tanakama, the Kulon Oivim Bechol Hashem is Alalu. Rashi defined the Kulon as referring to including Ger Toishav, Chayv Olam Sukim, and Rabbi Yishim says, oh no, Ger Toishav, Yom Titzin Schorid, Eimim Shem Bal Tolim. Think about it for a moment, back on the Omid Aleph at the end of the Mishnah, that last line, Ger Toishav, Yeshva Bishum, Yom Titzin Schorid, Eimim Shem Bal Tolim. That part of the Mishnah stems very nicely with Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, that Ger Toishiv has B'yoyim Tizchara, and not Bal Tolim. What's the reason why Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda disagrees? That's going to be fertile ground for the rest of the Amud Beis into tomorrow's daf, as you'll see. Continuing on, that's the Gabi the Ger Toishiv. The Heim of the Kehilim, Eim Behen El Mishnah Bal Tashrik Bilvoy. The Heim of the Kehilim only have the din of Bal Tashrik. Nothing more. Which is about Tashrik? That's number one, the pasuk in Devarim, as we'll see, because he doesn't learn, Rashi referred to as the Gzeira Shava, he doesn't learn the pasuk in Vayikra, in Teres Kehanim. Just about Tashrik. So this is now the conclusion of the Braisa. Now the Gemara said, remember we started the Amid, this discussion right after the Mishnah, that our Mishnah is the Loi Kitane Kama Diachecha, the Loi Kerbi Yisrim Yehuda. So Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah? Itanakama de Miachecha, Kasha Ger Toishiv. Then I got a problem with Ger Toishiv. What have I come with Ger Toishiv? Because we said on line 4 at the top of the Amid, the Kulon Oivim Bechol Hashem Esalol. And Kulon includes Ger Toishiv. Chol Hashem Esalol means the Aleguta Psukim. Yet, at the end of the Mishnah, we said the Ger Toishiv was only Chayiv in one thing. Only Yemeti Tzchare. No, Loi Salam Bulas Achi Avchai Boiker. So obviously, a Mishnah doesn't stem with the Tanakama of that price. Okay, so that's Kasha Ger Toishiv. I.e. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that works, Ger Toishiv is word for word, and I have Kasha Behemoth V'Kelim. What's Kasha Behemoth V'Kelim? Because we said at the beginning of our Mishnah, Echad Tzcharah, V'Echad Tzchar Behemoth, V'Echad Tzchar Kelim, Yesh V'Mishim B'Yoyim Titin Tzcharah, V'Yesh V'Mishim Leisol B'la Sachir Achad Bo'Eker. There is B'Yoyimai, and there's the Leisolin. However, here in the Braisa, we said about Behemoth V'Kelim, that the Oyim B'chol Hashem is Alala, and we got all of them. So, according to Nachum Mihamendu,
Rabbi Yosef Yehuda,
Mani itan kam mechecha kasha kertoich. Rabbi Yosi kasha behemah v'kelim. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yosi reviewed to say about behemah v'kelim. Going back to Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, five lines earlier. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda ayim agir toich v'im b'shem b'yem tizchor v'im b'shem b'al tolim. So that's word for word like a Mishnah. Behemah v'kelim ain behem elam mishem b'al tashim b'vod. Only b'al tashim. Behemah v'kelim only b'al tashim. That's Rabbi Yosi Yehuda. Yet in our Mishnah it says, why tell me only about Tashrik Bilvad? So clearly the Mishnah doesn't stem with Tanakama, and it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yosi B'Reb Yehuda. Everything more, you're absolutely right. This is a third Tana that we didn't have until now. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, as you'll see, is word for word like our Mishnah. What's the Tana Rabbi Shmuel? Oh, that's exactly what we had at the beginning of our mission. It doesn't mention about Bal Tashrik. It says Yesh Mishum Tzitzchar, Mishum Leitolin. Gertoyshev, Yesh Mishum Yom Tzitzchar, V'Eim Mishum Tal Tolin. Ah, very good. So we've now concluded our first Kasha and the Teretz. The Kasha was, our mission doesn't stem like the Tanakama Bechecha. And doesn't seem like Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, says Imara, you're 100% right. Our Mishnah is neither the Tana Kama, nor Rabbi Yosi Yehuda. Instead, it's a third Tana that's Tana Rabbi Shmuel. But now we have to understand why each one learns the way they learn. Is my Tana Tana Kama to Miachach? So the Gemara is going to go through each one of these Mandi Amrim, where they take their Mekoiris from the Chechayvan, all Yechayvan, some Yechayvan, only this and that and that, etc. So my Tana Tana Kama to Miachach. What is the Tanakam de Meachacha? Tanakam de Meachacha, you remember, learns on line 4 that all of them, Kulan Oivrim, the Bahaimim, the Tekailim, the Gerim, the Ger Toishim, everybody's Oivrim, Chol Hashem is Alolu. Where did they take this from? Gomer Sochir Sochir. This is what Rashi referred to, Sochir Sochir, the Gzeir Shova, from Teres Kahan, which is, if you go to, again, the Torah Ora Sholem, it's such a machai, it writes out all the psukim. If you look at number 1, Loisashle Socher Oni the Evyon Me'achecha. The Braisa of Me'achecha focused exclusively or extensively on that pasuk number 1, which is a pasuk in Devarim, Chav Dalet and Yud Dalet. Chav Dalet, Perik Yud Dalet, Chav Dalet, pasuk Yud Dalet. Pasuk number 2 is just a continuation. If you took away the two dots at the end of pasuk number 1, that's pasuk number 2. Chov dalet tezvot. So it just continues on. Leisashik socher on emyoin, leachecha, legercha, tzachob, bisharecha, yoim titzin tzchorev, leisovel on shemesh, all like one large pasuk. So that was the price. However, that first pasuk says leisashik socher. Let's go to pasuk number 3. That pasuk number 3 is in Vayikra, Tertus Kahanim. There it says, Leisashik is Reyachav Leisigzol, Leisolim Pulas, Sochir, there too it says Sochir. I have now Gzeir Shova, Sochir, Sochir. Zok Timor, what does that Sochir, Sochir tell you? That not only according to Tanakama of Meachacha, in all the cases of the Bahayim and the Kailim, the Ger and the Ger, they have the dinim of that Pasuk number 1 in Dvarim, which includes Pasuk number 2 in Dvarim. But because Sochir Sochir, we extended now to Pasuk number 3, and that's why we said, Kulayim B'chal Hashem Yisalol. As a result of the Sochir Sochir, we import all of the other Isurim, which appear there in Teretz Kahanim and Vayikra, in Pasuk number 3. Good. So that is our Tanakam. Tanakam de Miecha. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, he obviously disagrees. Why does he agree? No. What does Rabbi Yosi Yehuda hold? Remember, it's about 7 lines from the top of the Amid. That's the first pasuk in Dvar. So they both agree, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that the pasuk in Dvarim applies to all of the aforementioned. The question now is, why doesn't he extend and say that the Torah is Kahanim pasuk, the pasuk number 3 in Vayikra, is also included in the Isurim? Remember, he said only Bal Tashrik Bilvad, in other words, to exclude the Isurim of Pasuk number Gimel, or number 3, because like Gomer Socher Socher, the whole thing is Socher Socher. He doesn't learn Socher Socher. Frank Timon, he doesn't learn Gomer Socher Socher. Why don't you go and say, should be now, what does Rabbi Yosi Taka say? Rabbi Yosi said, one second, Baltashik, that's Pasik Dvorim Chavdalit Yuddal. That's Pasik number one. Right after that is Dvorim Chavdalit Tezvah, Biyam Titan Scharei. What we said before, you know, like combine, merge the two psukim together. Why doesn't he merge the two psukim together? Why does he say that you're only Chai Mishum Loisashik Bilvad? Why doesn't it say you're also Chai Mishum Biyam Titan Scharei? Dukti Yimara, Hidle Gamasach Esachet. Because that pasuk number two, if you continue on, it doesn't just say it says he's an ani, he's a poor guy, pay the guy, he's an employee, pay him his wage. Who does that apply to? Anihu only applies to a person. Say the passing number two is referring to Behemah V'Kelim would be a major stretch, because the Behemah is not an Ani and a Keli is not an Ani, and these concepts don't belong.
But the owner of the Keli or the Behemah could be an Ani.
So guess what? That's the Tanakhama probably hold. The Beyoshim you to hold that this passing is inappropriate, because we're saying Ani who? The one that is holding out his hand to get paid, he's an Ani. And the Kalim are not Aniyim, therefore that pasuk doesn't apply. Frank Timara. The Tanakama, Aiki Ani, who might apply. What does he do with this pasuk? Because the Tanakama says that it does apply, and that we do merge pasuk 1 with pasuk 2. What does he do, Ki Ani, who? After Timara, Ahuiboyu Lahatim Ani Li Oshir. What happens if you have an employer that has two employees? One employee is an Ani, and the other one is an oisher, and the employer at the moment doesn't have enough to pay both. Who should he prefer of the two? Pay the ani first, and pay the oisher second. So that's why the pasuk said, ani who? Make sure you pay the ani first. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, what does he do? Doesn't he need the ani to go and tell us ani before oisher? So how does he know yotzu behemah v'kedem? Ahu miloy sashik socher and ani ve'ev yoy nafka. Going back to pasuk number one, there already we have the Oni the Evyoin. That Oni is preferred, you give him number one, even before the Evyoin. Why would you give the Oni before the Evyoin?
Evyoin is usually more
despondent, a bit more poor than the Oni. Absolutely. So the Gemara is going to say in another two or three lines, because the Evyoin, because he is so poor, lekosiv limitvei, he is never embarrassed to go and collect money or to demand his funds. People look at him and say, well,
Nebuch.
But Ablamaisa, he's not going to be embarrassed because he's a one-shtick Nebuch. Mashenken and Oni still is a Oni ben Toivim. He comes from a distinguished family, but Nebuch fell on hard times. He's going to be embarrassed to keep on knocking on the door, pay. So therefore, pay the Oni first. The Evi will come back. You have nothing to worry about. He's going to demand his payment.
There's no shame.
No shame. Good. So, Zokti Gemara, Yeshuda, Amidushashik, Oni the Evi Nafta. Tarekama, Chad Lahakdim, Oni the Oshiv, Chad Lahakdim, Oni the Evi. I need both psukim. I need the Pasik of number one, where it says, Leisashik Socher, Oni the Evi. And I need Pasik number two, where it says, Ki Oni Hu, Vailuhu Noises Nafta. Why do I need both? One to be makto ani to the asher, and one the ani to the avyon. But zrich the asher and avyon mishum lekos l'mitbei. What we've just been discussing, that the avyon will come back. Therefore, give the ani because he's embarrassed. Avol asher dekos l'mitbei hey maloi. The gabi the asher who is embarrassed to ask, I wouldn't know that the ani goes before the asher. Maybe the asher should go before the ani, or maybe the asher and the ani should be tied, because both. The regular Oni is embarrassed to ask again, and the Osher will be embarrassed to ask again. So therefore, maybe I would taka prefer the Osher. That's why you have to have Oni the Osher. The Ashmi and Osher would just say Osher alone, Mishum Leit Zarechle. You know why the Oni goes first? Because Baruch Shem, the Osher, has a nice bank account, Sebrentum Nishni, can wait a couple of days. Now the Evin, the Zarechle, but the Evin needs the money desperately. Hey, Maloy, I would think maybe he gets preference over the Oni. So you could have to have both. So we've covered so far initially both the Tanakhama of Mi'achecha and Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. Tanadidon, how does he learn? Now, what does our Tanadidon say? If you look at Rashi, Tanadidon, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, 12 lines, Tanadidon, Vachay Tanber Bishmog, the Omru Trevaya, Behem of Bekalim, Akulu, Behem of Bekalim is on all the Psukim, the Ger Toyshiv, less Lahu, the Turis Kahanim, he leaves out the Vayikra. So now, Zot Rashi, Igomir, Zerashava, so if you're going to go and tell me that he learns Xerishov of the Sochir Sochir, because he said that he learns the Behemoth of Kalim Akulu on all the Psukim, so that means he learns the Chayra, the Sochir Sochir Xerishov. So why didn't Ger Toshim also apply? Because Ger Toshim, after all, is also a Sochir. Why did we say in the Mishnah, you don't have to go back to the Mishnah, you can go back to the Tanur of Yishmael. Tanur of Yishmael said, why shouldn't he have the din of Baltolin? Baltolin is in Pasuk number 3, which is by Yikra. If he learns Sochir Sochir, then that should be included. So you're going to say, he doesn't learn Sochir Sochir. If he doesn't learn Sochir Sochir, then how does it say that Echad Schar Odom, the Echad Schar Behema, the Echad Schar Kalim, Yesh by Mishum Loitolin? Loitolin is that third Pasuk. How does he learn that? Must be because he learned Sochir Sochir from Pasuk in Dvarim to the Pasuk in Teres Kahanim. So make up your mind. If he learns the Sochir Sochir from one Pasuk to the other, so then Ger Toshev should also be included in all of the Yisur. If you're going to tell me, no, he doesn't necessarily learn the Sochir Sochir, so then how does he know that Behema Vekelim, that you have the Yisurim of Teres Kahanim, meaning Pasuk number 3 in Vayikra?
Exer Shavu L'Mechza.
Oh, B'tani Didon, Marashah, Iyal Lev Sochir Sochir, Afil Ger Toshev Nami. We're going back again to Pasuk number 3. The reason why we're including that for purposes of the Heim of the Kalim, not because I have, he doesn't learn Sochir Sochir, but because I have a separate limud, a separate Pasuk. Just like I have at the top, when it says, Socher entered the Evian and learned the Artzacha to be Marve, the Heim of the Kalim. So now the second, passing number 3, when it says Socher Itcha means any Pula Socher Itcha, which means Lav Dafka, a living person,
right.
Even a Behema, even a Kalim, any type of Pula Socher Itcha.
Anything rented.
Exactly. Shani Hosn Yamakro, back to Agimara. Oila, Oila, Loilam Loyal, Socher Socher. The third pasuk says, if that's the case, is also why are you discriminating against Ger Toshim? Amikra, there it says Re'acha. It says the beginning of the pasuk. Re'sashik is Re'acha. So Re'acha with the Ger Toshim. Ve'etimari hachi, afil behem v'kelim nami. So why don't you go and say Riacha, still like Behem Vekalim?
Right.
If anything, the Ger Toshev is more Riacha than you Behem Vekalim.
Right.
So if you're excluding Riacha, Ger Toshev exclude Behem Vekalim. Toksiv Itcha. Oh, so I have a Riboy and I have a Miut. The Riboy is Itcha, Kosh Melosi Itcha. The Miut is Riacha, but like Ger Toshev. Mari Yisrael Rabbi Behem Vekalim from the Itcha. Lohitzi Ger Toshev from the Riacha. Maybe we should make a switch. Because since we're talking about Lisashik is Riacha, meaning that you are going and taking somebody else's mumin by not paying him or her, whoever the employee happens to be. So the same thing applies to the Heim of the Kalim. You're also taking away the mumin Riacha. The Riacha that we're referring to is a fellow Jew. So not only if you have a fellow Jew as your employee, but the fellow Jew, if he happens to be the owner of the Behema or the Kalim, so you're denying your Re'acha his money that he's entitled to. However, Ger Toshev Mecham Lel Re'acha. Ger Toshev is already a separate parish. He's not your Re'a, he's not your fellow Jew, and he's also not your Mominus. So therefore, that's why he's excluded. V'tanikama, the Me'achecha. Hai Re'acha my Abdilei. V'tanikama Me'achecha, that does learn all of the Isurim. So what does he do with Re'acha? Does that come to exclude something? Oh, he learns to exclude an Amaleki. That if an Amaleki is working for you, you have no din of the baltolim, you have no din of lisashik as riach. Yach lemalek. Fake tomorrow. Amalekim yachacha nafka. I don't need pasuk number 3, riacha, to exclude the amaleki. And I knew from pasuk number 1, achacha. That was right. The way we started here, the Amid Beis. Right. Look at the top line. Miachacha prat la'acherim. Rashi said pra'acherim means oivik kacham. Oivik kacham obviously includes amaleki. So imazoi, what do I need a second pasuk for? Everything more chan the mishra oishkei b'chan the mishra goizlei. One to tell you that you don't have to go and pay him his wages, and one can tell you that you can go and steal from him too in an amaleki. Utzrichi. The ashvin in gazela mishum delei torach bei. The reason why you let it go and take his money is because he didn't work for you. Avul oishkei torach bei. He worked for you. Be ethical. Be moral. Pay him. Amalois. I would think there would be a din of pay your employee, no matter how disgraceful the person is that he's an amalek. That's why the Torah says you can keep your money because it never reached his hand. Right. It was his funds. You're taking it away. So you have to have both psukim to tell you, both the achacha lemute and the riacha lemute, that both gezel and oishik do not apply
gezel,
to a
gezel doesn't apply. Oishik certainly should apply. Isn't chav v'chomer? If gezel doesn't apply to the amaleki, then oishik certainly shouldn't apply.
That's a good svara. That's why the Gemara said, I would think the only reason why gezel is because the Torah. And oishik, since he worked on your behalf,
I see, maybe,
be moral. He was nice to you, right. Be nice to him. So I think kamashulon, this halacha does not apply. Maybe he should be nice, but there's no din about tolling. I'm going to stop over here to be continuation tomorrow.
Is a maleki really?